Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Wee.
Is that the that's a little too, and I can't think of the word. You usually come into Fisting Friday with a little bit more of like a guttural.
Yeah, but I'm trying to, you know, tap into my natural voice. So I gotta start out high.
I would like to hear
the Fisting Friday.
Sounds like a child.
Fisting Friday. And that's more childlike.
Yeah, maybe we don't high pitch this one.
Fisting Friday. That's too even.
I was about to say, I'm really into the Chicago newscaster version of that, which is what the
Fisting Friday.
The transatlantic accent in your sports reporting. Hi. Everybody, welcome to Fisting Friday. Are your assholes primed? Are they ready?
Lubed up.
Get ready for those fists. Whose fist are you going to take, Melissa's or mine? I'm going to let you know right now, you should pick Melissa's.
Smaller.
And you have like, close your fist. Your fist is becoming oval. My fist is low key a square.
Because you're holding your hand down like this. If you hold it there, I'm still pretty square. But also when you fist, you put your hand in and then it naturally curves into a fist.
Oh no, you really don't want that. My fingers are fucking long. Every piano teacher, every musician I've talked to, go, have you ever played piano with us? And I'm like, no, but I flicked the bean. Anyways, Welcome to us reading the results of last week's episode of But Am I Wrong?
I'm traumatized.
Why?
Because I don't want to hear about you flicking your bean.
Let's be real. I am much more of a vibrator girl.
I don't know who can just flick a bean and get off.
No, me, like, legitimately.
It takes so much time.
Also, who decided the word was flick? Because I just want justice for whoever was on the receiving end of a
man.
The flicking.
Of course a man.
No, but like the man came up with it. Mm-hmm. And then
he was like.
And he goes, I coined the term. And like the person with the vagina is over there going like.
Stop flicking.
Should I tell them that like that's not it? So bad.
I just got 6,000 followers on Instagram. And tell me that this person is not.
I thought you meant 6,000 new followers. Like, no. Did you post a nude? You.
This not a CGI person. I mean.
You're fucking kidding me.
I mean, clearly the poster fake. But like the person that they have in the image.
That's a sim. I don't even think that's a real sports team logo. I'm not kidding. Like that looks like a new character on Caillou. That is a two-dimensional character.
What is that?
Like, I've never seen anything. You can't even claim that's Facetune. Like,
no.
That's Vaseline on the camera watching a cartoon.
Clearly a fake account, but like, what is this?
I don't know. Also, are both shoulders in that, or is it like a selfie again?
I mean, it's like collarbone.
Let me see again. I want to see if I can see any sort of movement in it. I'm just zero chance. That's even a selfie based on the angle.
I don't think that's a real person.
I know. So I'm saying like they couldn't even do an accurate because this is clearly supposed to be like a bathroom pic. Mm-hmm. But it's not a selfie. Someone else took this. Yeah. And the bathroom mirror can't take a picture for you. So bad job, bot. Bad bot.
They created something that seems cool, but I don't believe it's real. Anyway.
Good thing we know the host of Catfish.
Yeah, good thing.
Do you think we should pursue getting catfished so we can hang out with Cammie?
We don't have other ways to do that?
No, we do, but like on TV, and we could, I just feel like
it'd be honestly, fun. Why haven't we just asked her out to lunch or something?
It's a good question.
We should do that. New year. New year, new goals. All right. First up, Melissa. If you have a private account on social media and follow someone, they should be able to see your profile. 16% said I was wrong. 84% said that I was not wrong.
I will say a lot of, like, there are some people who are like, oh, I'm a teacher. I want to keep things private and all that. Like, I mean, at least for me and my belief system, I'm like, I just don't, if I know who you are and it's like, oh, this is this person. This is verified. This person, like, this is, you can see a quick scroll of their account, you know, whatever. Okay. That's, I don't need to like be able to like see absolutely everything that you do. But like if you have a faceless and a nameless profile, I don't think you deserve.
I don't think you deserve it either.
No, like if you're saying who you are and you're a teacher and you're like, yeah, I don't let like parents follow me.
Okay.
Then okay. Then the parents follow you. But like that's still attached to you and your mm-hmm. name. Like that's not anonymous. That means
I'm saying if you follow, the only way they can see it is if you follow them. You know, like, why are you following a parent then?
No, if a parent tries to follow the teacher.
Yeah, I understand. Like, if it's close, great. Have your account closed. But my thing is, what I was saying was, if you follow someone, they should be able to see your closed account.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the only way that would, you would have to be following the parent.
Yeah. Like,
and so why would you follow the parent to see their things if you don't want them to see yours?
Yeah. If you can't have, I don't think there should be a shared, either it's shared anonymity. No one knows who anybody is in this, but like if you have access to someone and you follow them and what they do, they should know who's following them. Yeah. So if you don't follow, you're allowed, like we're not anti-private accounts at all.
You can have a private account. Just don't follow people that you don't want following you back.
Exactly. It doesn't mean that they should follow you back.
They don't have to follow you back, but they should be able to see what you have.
Yep. Next up, me. Graveyards are a scam. 8% said Megan is wrong. 92% said Megan is not wrong. a couple of people, I think, missed my
disclaimer at the top.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to give it again. But again, I specifically singled out one ethno-religion specifically. So if you missed that, I would just go back and listen. But I did further on specifically say that coming from an atheist perspective and yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then we have writer number one versus their family friend who is holding a grudge over the babysitter. Great picture selection. 3% said the writer is wrong. 97% said the family friend is wrong.
I agree. I know that you don't. Do you understand the first picture reference for yours?
No.
So that's Mr. Mosby from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. And so he used to just always yell at the kids and say, "Not in my lobby." And people have this photo of him just like smiling. And then suddenly when you put the words "not in my lobby" with just this plain smile, it feels like a threat. And I love it.
I know who he is, though.
He's a director now.
I know. I was at a taping of One Day at a Time and he was directing. Mm. And there were some, I guess, younger millennials there that were freaking out that he was directing it.
Then writer number two versus friends confronting her over getting too close to one of the friend's boyfriends. 70% said the writer is wrong. 30% said the friends are wrong. Someone was like, we should add like a voting for like this was a miscommunication. It's not what the podcast is about.
We vote on what the writer presents to us.
Yeah. We're like court. Mm-hmm. And you are the jury.
Yeah.
And you can't tell the jury. You can't be like, I think it was miscommunication. They're like, cool. So
that's not what the writer asks.
Guilty or not guilty.
All right. Then we have writer number three who wants to tell their manager to dump their partner versus manager who is dating a trash person. Who is wrong? 79% said the writer is wrong. 21% said the writer is not wrong.
I need that 21% to know. You need to watch out for your own job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid for your workplace futures.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have writer number four who wants to live with their boyfriend despite previously wanting to have separate apartments after they were long distance. 11% said the writer is wrong and 89% said the writer is not wrong.
All right. So wrong of the week, Aubrey Drake Graham, who's wrong. 99% said Aubrey is wrong. 1% said Aubrey is not wrong. Two people that we know in real life. I think it was you.
Anyways, my wrong of the week, I nominated Orbeez, the founder of Oculus, and Rihanna. 99% said they're all wrong. 1% said they're innocent. That was 4 votes. I assume some of you voted wrong, but hey, I don't know. At least 2 of you have continued to vote wrong, so might have been a rough week for both of you, or you just have an unpopular opinions. You can always message us and let us know what it is. I will say a lot of people who like had no idea about Orbeez, and then people who assumed that they knew that about Orbeez and assumed that there were warning labels on it that said, do not ingest. And they don't. So it does feel, you know, we have frivolous things. We've got funny things. I love when people message me and say, like, my printer broke at work today and I thought of you.
Well, we have someone that has a story to share. Ooh,
But I also love when people are like, I'm a teacher and I'm going to like go talk to my superintendent about getting rid of these in classrooms. Like, I'm like, you know, it's not all conspiracy theories about printers that we're starting here.
Yeah.
Some people, I hear some information on TikTok. I bring it to the masses. Right. And then you all actually enact change with it. It came across my desk.
All right. Here's a little short story that someone shared with us.
Fiction, nonfiction?
Nonfiction.
Okay.
Just had to reach out because I was recently in Denver and saw a huge sign on the side of a building that said, milk is more hydrating than water. And I screamed, that isn't true. And I went on a whole bit about Big Milk to my husband, who also agreed that was a weird sign and that he's heard similar advertisement for other things that are factually incorrect. Plot twist. Days later, I finally remembered to look it up. And when you Google it, all these websites are agreeing that cow's milk / skim milk is more hydrating than water because apparently you retain hydration for longer periods of time than you would just drinking water. But TBH, I just don't believe any of it. And I think it's all part of the plan. I don't trust any of it. Thank you both for everything you do. P.S. My husband also agrees that printers are a scam. I love you.
solidarity against Big Milk.
Mm-hmm. And Big Printer.
And Big Printer. And I just want to say, that's the argument people use for electrolytes, which is science-driven. So if people are saying there's naturally occurring salt in milk, which is how it's keeping you hydrated longer, throw some salt and water.
But also, I'm going to shit it out. So is it more hydrating?
No, because you know what dehydrates you? Diarrhea. Mm-hmm. Diarrhea will dehydrate you. The double D's. So not the double D's you want.
Yeah.
But they're the double D's you've got.
Well, now we're going to get into some cut conversation from another episode.
AKA everything we recorded today. Because mm-hmm. we talked for so many fucking hours that we can't actually include all of it.
Yep.
In the other episodes. Oh, last thing. I just want to say. This message from Olivia. Olivia, you know who you are. In her response to my topic about graveyards are a scam, she said, as an atheist, well, let me check if they have their pronouns in their bio. She, her. As an atheist, bury me raw.
Yeah.
And I stand by that statement. Mm-hmm. Raw, I raw dogged life. I'm going to raw dog death.
I'm going to raw dog this earth.
I'm going to fucking fist this mm-hmm. earth, and this earth is going to fist me back. Yeah. And that's called decomposition.
All right.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Today's episode is brought to you by a sponsor we love, 310 Nutrition. 310 Nutrition is helping us, you, our listeners, in the new year with protein and superfood rich products with so many options and flavors for your personal preferences. They're adding new products all of the time, and I just got a secondary of my package, and as someone who needs electrolytes to function, it's like elixir from the gods. I cannot sing their praises enough, specifically the cucumber flavor of this electrolyte mix is delicious. Like it's so good. I've even like had it on like ice and been like, I'm drinking like a drink. Like you can throw a little straw in there. It's delicious. It's so good. And I love, they're filled with so many great ingredients that really help if you're like me and you like, you know, medically need some electrolytes, but also if you're working out, if you're sweating, hot summer day, you're going to an amusement park, you're on your feet for a long period of time, all of that. Most of us are not getting the electrolytes we need.
Yeah. I drink mine specifically when I am working out. It's my beverage while I'm working out. I just take one stick of the hydrate, mix it in with my bottle of water. 16 ounces of water can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water if you got that hydrate in there. They also have the all-in-one shakes, which I absolutely love. I'm running low, so I gotta get some more. But I love the chocolate bliss, the vanilla cream, the caramel sundae. I have all three of those flavors. Sometimes I mix and match them. Sometimes I'll use it when I'm baking, or I'll just drink it straight. And it is, they're so good. They have a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that makes it so delicious. You can get fiber and superfood blends with more than 25 organic fibers and superfoods blended into one easy, delicious shake. And they also have 3-10's 4-shake flavor starter kit, which lets you sample all the flavors for only $9.
Right now, 3-10 is celebrating a new year of goals with Don't Blame Me and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and super easy to put together an order, or you can start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code BLAMEME right now for 50% off up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code BLAMEME.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, this, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black, and this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
That's on my phone. I don't have my actual Finsta on my phone.
Oh, yeah. No, so. Stay. It's fun. Also gives me a little bit of accountability where I'm like, is there someone I want to look up that I like don't want Melissa knowing I'm looking up?
You can always delete it, though.
No, but I know. But then I'm like, why would I even do that?
I'll look at people and then I'll delete it.
No, I obsess when you don't delete it. Because I go, oh, yeah. What is this?
If I don't care, if I don't care that much, then I don't.
Who
but
did you look up the other day? Ashley Darby.
Oh, that would have been me. She's a Real Housewife. Okay. And she is...
She's pretty.
Just...
She problematic?
No, but she was dating somebody that literally... I'm not dating. Married to a man that's like 60, but he's rich and he took care of her and her mom as well. Bought her mom a house too. But she had in her clause for their prenup that if they stayed married for a certain amount of years, then the prenup was null. And as soon as it got to that point, she divorced him. And now she's dating one of the guys from like Summer House that's really hot. And so I was looking at that mess.
What?
Like she's doing like TikToks in his living room, but like not saying that she's with him, but she's literally there in his living room that has been shown on TV.
Stop. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Let me show you who she used to be married to.
Aren't all prenups, or is it just California? Because most states basically have like, if you've been together for like 10 years or whatever,
no, but hers was like 5 years. It was like shorter than the normal time.
Wow.
And then also, he's cheated on her too. Allegedly.
I mean, she might have had that written up in the prenup too, that you had to pay out.
And then she got a postnup too. To get more money.
Well, I was going to say, she might have been able, if she had a clause in there about adultery, that could be like, I can have something else after. So that's not the one from Summer House.
No. Okay. No, that's the ex-husband.
Wow, dude. Oh, yeah, prenups actually don't expire unless you have a specific clause. That makes sense. I think maybe it's California 10 years, it's like joint, like
something.
Something happens after 10 years in California. Yeah. But maybe that doesn't even void a prenup. Maybe it trumps a prenup, or maybe it doesn't at all. Okay. Yeah.
But she played the game. Everybody was like, why is she with this man? But
why do people ask those questions?
I don't know, but she did what she needed to do because she grew up very poor.
Yeah.
Her dad wanted nothing to do with her. Raised by a single mom and
look at her now.
And look at her now.
Like, that's how I feel. Anytime I see an age, like a really large age gap relationship, I'm never wondering what the younger woman is doing. I'm always like,
literally,
I can see what this is. And I'm like, get your bag. Hope he croaks when you want him to. Mm-hmm.
She was a waitress at his restaurant that he owned and saw him on security footage while she was working. And she's like, I'm going to marry him. He has children older than her.
I think back to like, I was in a very privileged financial spot in my early 20s. But I think to experience wise, the amount of people that I interacted with who were like around my age in LA, now that I'm older, I'm realizing that they were like sugaring, like they were sugar babies. And I think that like, that is the absolute definition of an ethical scam.
Yeah.
Like it is, I look at,
because it's not really scamming. They're both getting something out of it.
In the sense that it's like a scam in what you, I mean, depending on what you are doing in that situation, but it's like you, if you're in a good, healthy, that relationship is not, let's, we're not gonna get into trafficking and all that stuff. Like, sugaring is very the specific subset of sex work that you are setting whatever you are comfortable with. And you are probably getting your most people I knew are setting their prices much fucking high. They're like, I would do this for much cheaper, but like this fuck, I can charge him this much more money than I would charge. Do you know what I mean? Like it's, so you're getting, this is, that's, ask not what the what you can do for the patriarchy, but what the patriarchy can do for
you. Exactly. Somebody just give me a $50,000 check.
Someone do it. I just feel like everybody who's in my DMs, like asking for feet pics, like I just get the sense that they're poor.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to ask me for something, like, offer me money first. I don't want to be the one, like, how much are you going to pay for that? Mm-hmm. You need to lead. Don't lead with your cock out. Lead with your wallet out.
Agree.
Spend money to speak to.
And we're back from our lovely conversation. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
We're done.
I was being the audience. It was like a call and response.
I know.
Okay. Well, bye. Have a good weekend.
See you on Monday.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.